Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Looks like we got some ceasefires taking place over inside Gaza. Well, maybe that's the rumor, or at least that's what they say. We're going to see how that kind of turns out. I don't know if I actually believe it, although that's, I mean, what they're trying to tell us is that that's what's happening. And I don't know. Well, I'm going to go over that and everything else and a little bit more coming up for you guys in just a second. In the meantime, while we're waiting on everybody to roll in here, I got some sweet succulent footage of some mops dropping. And before I do that, I got to let you guys know that tonight's stream is being sponsored by Kickoff. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, gotta love those frickin' mops, baby. That's a lot of them. Yeah, and we learned today, 15 years, man. 15 flipping years they were planning on dropping those bombs over there, and we just ended up finding out. Why did my chair get so high? 15 years, and we just ended up finding out about it today. Spreading the truth. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be spreading some truth today. Truth about a lot of different things. All right, so first up, I guess we should just go ahead and get this out of the way. Let's let you guys know that there is calls for another ceasefire over inside Gaza. I can't make this crap up. I wish I could, but I can't. I can't make it up. Hamas says Gaza ceasefire talks intensified in recent hours. You got people over in the EU and everywhere around the world that are calling for it. Allegedly, what this deal consists of, just so you guys are aware, all right, they're saying, number one, that this might take place as early as 2 weeks from now. I'll say that again. This might take place as early as 2 weeks from now. Always last in line coming in and giving out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, friend. 2 weeks. And the deal is Hamas is supposed to release all of the hostages that they're holding in the Gaza Strip. In return, everybody in Hamas, their leadership, is going to end up getting exiled. And then eventually some Arab nation, we just don't know who, would end up taking over Gaza. I, for one, think it ought to go to Egypt, who originally should have had the dang thing and just refused to take it back after they got their butts kicked in 67. But that's just Matt talking. You know what I mean? That's just me talking. They're not Palestinians inside of there. They're Egyptian. They're Egyptians, right? The Egyptian lineage, if you really want to get technical about it and go all the way back in time. That's kind of the truth about it. But there's nothing really official that's came out on it yet. There's no official statements. There's no official documents. Nobody's came out and said, this is 100% the deal we're working for. I honestly think it's just going to be another one of those things where Hamas refuses to do exactly what they're saying that they're going to do. So it's going to be another stalling tactic. And it's not really working for them right now, I'll tell you that much, because bombs have been dropping over inside Jabalia again. They have. They've been dropping. And Hamas is now fighting Palestinians inside Gaza. They're fighting each other. I've got no BS people being run down and chased inside of a hospital in Khan Yunis. And at the same time, the Iranian regime, well, you know, they basically declared a complete victory over us, despite the fact that they just got completely and totally wrecked, and all of that was detailed this morning. If you guys missed the Pentagon press briefings and stuff, you guys should go over there and check that out. It's definitely worth the watch. Really, 100%. And honestly, it looks like there's probably still things dropping over inside of Iran today. Josh Earnhardt says, some of my family clans in Gaza are using the 2A. Damn right. They are actually going over and fighting Hamas. They are. I've got videos of it coming up. They're lighting their cars on fire. They are. It's a thing. You know why? You guys remember months ago? Appreciate that, Josh. You guys remember months ago when I told you when like those uprisings started and I said Hamas is going to start targeting those people, so it's imperative for Israel to keep the pressure on them? That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening right now. Incog Faraday coming and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, and D-Rock gifting out one as well. Not only that, they are attacking the humanitarian aid distribution points. And somehow, I want to say it's like an article from The Guardian or something like that that I have coming up. It's like, oh, it's like a big shocker. Yeah, no kidding. Hamas is like stirring around and all the contractors are worried that they're going to try to like attack these distribution points. Not that they didn't hijack a buttload of like humanitarian aid yesterday and ended up like driving off in the middle of Gaza. Beep, beep, Sean. Beep, beep, buddy. But they did. They absolutely did. Anyways, before we get into all that, I got to get this Iran crap out of the way because it's driving me insane today. There was what is being reported as a drone strike. Now, it could be a drone strike or it could be something like, I don't know, a particular attack that may have taken out a particular Hamas official over inside Gaza. Matt looking extra smoke show tonight. Aw, thanks, Jasmine. Appreciate it. I put on my what do you call it? Facial lotion. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so here's your apartment complex that ended up getting hit. Watch this. What you see is that sucker on fire. Now, people are saying it was a drone that ended up flying in there and schwacking them, and what ended up getting taken out. And this alleged drone strike, ladies and gentlemen, well, it was nothing more than apparently two senior officers from the IRGC and an additional nuclear scientist. I wonder who would have targeted two senior officials from the IRGC and a nuclear scientist. Now, it's also rumored Israel ended up coming out today. I ended up reading over it. I can't remember if it was like actual thing or not. But that Israel did intend on killing the Ayatollah Khamenei, but they just couldn't find him, or like the opportunity never presented itself in order for them to like actually attack and kill him, which is really rather interesting to me. These are views from that alleged drone strike that ended up taking place over inside Tehran today. And Tehran's been really quiet. I was expecting a response from them, but nothing ended up coming out. So it makes me wonder if this isn't part of, I don't know, the uprising or something like that, that could have been taking place over inside Gaza. It's a possibility, or I'm sorry, over inside Tehran. I was on a space this morning talking quite a bit. Oh, thanks, Mary. Oh, look at you women in there just giving me all sorts of compliments. Aw, thank you. It puts the lotion on its skin. That's right. So I was waiting on a response today going from Iran over into Israel in the form of a ballistic missile, but it never happened after I saw this. It didn't. And over the last 2 days, I've seen reports of drones being shot down and drones flying over Iran. And I haven't seen anything really credible other than this that goes into it. This is the first time I've seen something credible that says there might be drones. We saw some smoke plumes. We saw some things like that, but that's about it. Other than that, nothing. It's been all quiet on the Western Front, so to speak, or I guess you could say the Eastern Front as far as this war is concerned, I guess, like when we get into that. I mean, it's probably what I would end up saying. And that's what, you know, that looks like. There's a new video that ended up dropping today as well. I'm going to show you guys this. This is allegedly the inside of Fordow. I ended up running this through AI. And I asked ChatGPT to basically take a bunch of frames and analyze it and determine whether or not this was, in fact, a real video. ChatGPT ended up coming back out and saying, no, absolutely not. It actually took a while for it to do it. SkyGuide coming in giving out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. This is allegedly the inside of Fordow, and I'll let you guys decide on your own whether or not you think this is actually AI. And this is just a very short clip as it ends up going through it. Now, the question that I have is if this is actually a video out of Fordow and it's not just AI, well, why the heck isn't it a longer video? That's exactly what I would think I would end up seeing. Also, it seems a little bit too uniform in some of these locations, but then again, you also have a bunch of other things that are inside of there. I actually could see this being a real video. Mary says, bless Matt and the chat too. Aw, thank you, guys. You guys are just so nice and kind. Anyways, I think it's AI. I don't think it's actually a real video, just based off of some of the things I've seen and what ChatGPT ended up coming out telling me afterwards. But I'll tell you what is absolutely a real video of this. This, there you go. This is Israel following everything, right? We already know Iran has been blown to crap, and people are sitting around trying to say that Israel didn't really get that harmed. But I want you to know that a decent amount of damage did, in fact, get inflicted upon Israel. Take this out. Whether or not it's just blown out windshields, whether or not it's an entire building leveled, obviously we ended up seeing people get killed throughout this entire conflict. But it's really interesting now that we are getting some of the effects or the aftermath following those strikes and seeing these videos come out. It's quite a bit of damage that Iran ended up doing. It's not the one third of Tel Aviv or whatever the heck it was that they ended up reporting. None of that whatsoever. But there was a significant amount of damage that ended up getting caused to Israel by those ballistic missiles. Still waiting on to get a final count of all of the ballistic missiles that Iran ended up shooting and that ended up impacting over inside Israel. And when I say impacting, I don't mean the ones that they chose not to shoot at or the AI that's operating the aerial defense assets chose not to shoot. I mean actual impacts that hit structures, that hit other buildings and everything else, because it's important. I'm gonna do something I haven't done in a while, probably since it's been a hot minute, but I'm going to focus pretty dang heavy on Gaza tonight. I'm going to focus really, really heavy on Gaza tonight, and I think it's important that I do. There is a large anti-Hamas group that is forming inside of Gaza. A very large one. Just like, I'm trying to remember what that gentleman's name was that ended up commenting all the way back in the beginning. I'm going to go look. Where'd he go? Hey, Paul! Paul Allen became an ultimate true supporter. Hell yeah, buddy. Thank you. Josh Earhart said some of the family clans in Gaza are using the two-way. Yeah, exactly. Not his family, but some family clans are using the two-way. Well, here's a picture of your family clans over inside Gaza that are using the two-way. Should check this out. Like, I can't really listen to them shouting and screaming over top of it very much, but they're arming up. And this is something that I told you guys was going to happen probably about 2 months ago. That these guys are going to start getting tired of Hamas. Once they see that Israel's not going anywhere, this is what's going to happen. Now, as far as who is supplying them with all of the weapons and equipment, that's a very good question. If this was all abandoned Hamas stuff, I'd have a lot of questions. I can't do it anymore, man. I can't do the crazy shouting. I just can't do it anymore. But these people are literally like taking the fight to Hamas, allegedly. These are the people that are fed up with it, and they're rising up. And this is one of those things that's going to happen, right? Like when you have people that have been oppressed, or when you have people that are tired of what's actually going down, when you have people that are tired of having their humanitarian aid stolen from them and then sold to them at like massive rates on the black market, which, by the way, all of that HA that Hamas ended up stealing yesterday, yep, that's ended up what ended up happening to it. I see people saying that's a lot of AKs. Yeah, it is. That's a lot of AKs, that's a lot of freaking kit, that's a lot of body armor, and chances are most of that crap ended up coming out of Iran, and they just ended up grabbing it. Brian Tuto says, I just hope the group isn't like the militias in Iraq, just the opposite side of the same shit coin, more of the same. Yeah, probably is. Nathan says, FP45 Liberator 2.0, would that be dumb or smart? Oh, dude. I mean, it depends on you, man. That's a you. I'm not a 45 guy. Josh Earhart said, apparently they raided a Hamas warehouse/cache. Is that where they got everything? That wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. Honestly, it honestly wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. If that is where they ended up going and getting all of that stuff, because number one, I've heard rumors of a lot of Hamas that's actually defecting and like flying back into the crowd over there. Right. So a lot of these guys are fading back in. They're, I guess, defecting, for lack of better terms. They are. And so what you're left with right now are the diehards. And I think it was about 2 weeks ago that I told y'all that Hamas is kind of like breaking down into these little tiny terror cells, and they're not nearly as organized as they used to be. Lunchbox says, hey, Matt, I just got promoted to social media director for American Bin Blasters. Hell yeah. DFW's largest trash can cleaning service. Politics might stink, but your trash cans sure don't have to. Lunchbox, dude, I remember the first time you did that. Ladies and gentlemen, Lunchbox has been around for a hot minute, and he has been supporting, not that we are sponsored by them by any means, but I think it's good to freaking support local businesses, American businesses, and everything else. I really do. And DFW's largest trash cleaning service, that would be Dallas-Fort Worth, for those of you who are unaware. I guess if you don't know what that means, then this probably doesn't apply to you. But holy cow, man, go check them out. It's a yellow comment over in the comment box. Like, if you guys have some stinky trash cans, man, go check them out. You know, like, just give it a go. Now, on Tuesday, Israel ended up losing 7 soldiers that were inside of an APC. Allegedly, they were parked outside of a little tunnel shaft that was collapsed, but they thought it was collapsed, but it really wasn't. One of the little Hamas nut jobs ended up crawling out with a EFP, chucking it into one of the hatches of the APC, exploded inside, ended up killing 7 people, ended up killing 7 soldiers from Israel. Well, today we learned that the idiots that were responsible for doing that attack have lost their lives. And I'm just going to leave that up on the screen as I continue to go through. Khan, you SOB. Dang it, Khan. Khan, you bastard. Khan just came in here gifting out 50 Speak the Truth memberships. That'd be Khan from the former Chosen Company over inside of Ukraine. That Khan. Khan, you... I see what you did there. You're finally getting me back. And that's okay. That's okay, Khan. I appreciate it. Chosen Khan. Chosen Khan, man. In the house, baby. You never know who's watching. You really don't. You know, you never know who's watching. Khan, do you still have that hat? I love that hat, baby. You better have that hat. Last time I saw Khan, man, was when we were out in LA. And the hat that I had on my head, I guess I left it in the car. I was like, ah, it's yours, bro. Ended up chucking it back off to him. Danny Golan. They always had weapons. Each clan had a responsibility for their own community. One big clan collaborated with Israel in the beginning. 2 dats later, Hamas killed the leader. That Puma APC is from World War II. Yeah, it was. I don't know why. I just kind of assumed that they ended up all getting, them all taken away from Hamas. Khan, baby, in the house. Ah, that warms my soul. God, that makes me happy. All right, over into Gaza. Now, notice how they're all standing behind it, just waiting for the dang munition to drop. Like, that one guy all the way in the front didn't even seem unfazed. Like, can I change this playback speed? Yeah, let's turn that to, like, 0.5. Like, this dude in the hat right here doesn't even flinch. I just thought that was a cool video. I honestly don't even know the backstory behind it. I know it came somewhere out of Khan Yunus over towards the coastline. I heard that's a lookout tower or something. I didn't even care enough to look into it. I just know that that's a baller video, and I haven't been giving you guys enough airstrike videos or anything like that. Smeet Knight coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Khan is channeling his inner Oprah. Khan's got an inner Oprah. Oh, dude. Yeah, they were cheering. You heard that right. They were actually legitimately cheering for that airstrike as it was going in. Buddy accepted his fate. No, they knew it was. We are almost 2 years into this conflict, man. 2 years. And you don't know that they were not expecting that airstrike because somebody told them it was coming. Maybe the Israelis did, which is why there is so many flipping cameras on this thing. Holy, like, yeah. Do you see all of those people gathered around? They all knew who was coming, and they were standing back waiting for it to explode so they could go on with their daily lives. Chuck Vanderwerker coming in, becoming a true supporter. Colby, interesting that the Palestinians that are now fighting back are probably the same people that were cheering on Hamas not too long ago. Yeah, no kidding. As a matter of fact, dude, while we're having that conversation, you guys know, what is his name? Carl Sink or whatever from the Young Turks. I don't even remember his dang name, but I ended up having to put this together. He went on a massive rant and rave about the Palestinians and how they're oppressed. And it's the Jews that are killing them. It's everybody else's fault. It's not the Muslims' fault. It's not the Palestinians' fault. It's the Muslims.
World, you're the sick sons of bitches that called us terrorists. when it was Israel attacking, when it was Israel taking land, when it was Israel slaughtering and slaughtering. How many times? Every war, Israel kills 100 times the civilians. This time they kill 1,000 times the civilians.
Sink Erger. Got it. Count.
What does the American media say in their infinite racism? They say it's always the Muslims' fault. It's always the Palestinians' fault. World, you're the sick.
I mean, I like to think that this video makes it pretty clear. I put this together for a reason. I designed it the way I did because 1,000% what's happening right now inside of Gaza is their fault. 1,000%. The streets that were filled and beating the crap out of them. And this guy's got the balls to come out and try to blame it on anybody else but the people that are responsible. Holy frickin' narcissistic tendencies, Batman. Jeez, dude, it just absolutely blows my frickin' mind. All right, going down to Khan Yunis, it looks like the Barba clan was going after Hamas. And boy, did they. Now, all of this fighting ended up spilling over into the Nasser Hospital over inside of Khan Yunis. And believe it or not, actually broke and made its way in there. Here's a video from like right out. I want to say it's right outside or inside. But all of this, I believe, is all from the same fight that was going out of there. If you ever gone to buy a car and for some reason your credit ends up getting denied, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes you have too much fun in your 20s, or maybe just, I don't know, you're a little bit young and you need a place to start and you need to build your credit, but you can't get approved for anything because you have none. Well, guess what? We have the perfect solution for you. And it's dirt cheap as far as Matt's concerned. I would say it's dirt cheap for as little as $5 a month. You can sign up over here at Kickoff. Notice it. It's K-I-K-O-F-F. Okay, you can sign up at Kickoff, and all you end up doing is paying for a line of credit to use for their online store. But that's not the point. The point is you shouldn't be spending it on their online store. You don't need to. And what ends up happening is your line of credit for your $5 a month or whatever plan it is that you choose to go ends up going up to these companies, and they end up notating that, guess what? This person's reliable. They're paying on their line of credit every single month. That's how it works. And if you had under a 600 credit score on average, what they're seeing is over 80 point improvement. How freaking wild is that in a 1 year time span? Yeah, over 1 million users that have actually used this and given it positive reviews. So start building your credit with Kickoff today, and you can get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/Rob today. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/Rob. Must sign up via kickoff.com/Rob to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. Vantage score 3.0 between January of 23 and January of 24 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you waiting for? Get over there. Go to Kickoff today. The comments that were rolling through there. Holy crap. Somebody said Khan's anus? No, ladies and gentlemen, that was over in Khan Yunis. Chuck Vandewer says, I've been watching Speak the Truth since the war in Ukraine started, and to tell you the truth, I'd rather watch this than the news. That Rob did a great job. And Matt, you do an outstanding job. Keep it up, man. Hey, brother, I really do appreciate it. Let's get you guys back over into Khan Yunis, because that is just one aspect of it. Now, that fight actually ended up spilling over in the hospital. It started off with cars and stuff like that. that were being like lit on fire outside of the hospital. This is the best that I can gather from all of it. All right. Is that these guys ended up finding Hamas cars parked outside of the hospital. They lit them on fire. Hamas ended up chasing them into the hospital and then a gunfight ensued. Jonathan Nock says, "You do a good job, but both sides are garbage." Chosen Khan doing it again. He says, "Check your Discord and there's a recent photo of the hat." Hell yeah, dude. Appreciate you, Khan. Khan, I'll have to shoot you my actual phone number up over in the Discord so that you can actually be in touch with me. But yeah, I mean, they were tearing through the hospital. There's a video that I thought that I had in this thing. And I appreciate that donation, Khan, by the way. But I had an actual video of them tearing through the thing. It might be coming up in a second, but they were actually like having a shootout over here in the lobby of the hospital. And so it's funny that, you know, Hamas was accusing and all of the Palestinians were accusing Israelis of causing death and destruction. Like, can we just pause for a second and appreciate the irony of this for like a hot minute, that this hospital in particular was the site of one of the mass graves last year over inside Gaza, one of the mass graves over inside Gaza, and Hamas has decided it'd be a good idea to run into this hospital, chasing people down and shooting people inside of the freaking hospital. Can't make this crap up. At least that's what the reports are saying, as it's all coming out right now, is that that's what Hamas was doing, and they're going after these freaking clans. You know what else I ended up telling you? Like, the protesters would end up getting killed and on and on and on, and particularly the people that were leading those protests, they were going to be going after them. Guess what? Here's one of your protest leaders that Hamas ended up grabbing. And you know what they did with him? They didn't kill him. They shot him in the leg like over a dozen times. The guy had to have his leg amputated, according to reports. Lunchbox coming in with five. He says, "Matt, I can give you a free cleaning service for some social media training. I'm new at it, and I want the best chance to grow the company." Oh, buddy. Oh, dude, if only I had time for anything other than hating my life and doing in-depth research on a daily basis. Seriously, I had to take a break yesterday. Like, my brain, the reason I wasn't on here yesterday, like, I just gave myself a break. My kids were going back to their mom, and I took them out in the morning and had a really good time with them, enjoyed the day with them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just like, dude, brain fried, taking the day off. It was a really slow day, so I ended up doing that. And I'm not even gonna lie, I don't even mind doing that. But yeah, this guy ended up losing his freaking mind, dude. Or excuse me, ended up losing his leg because he was leading protests. And this is the big danger that Israel faces if they end up doing another ceasefire, or if they end up entering in ceasefire talks, if they end up entering in some sort of agreement, or if they just pause for a little bit longer and go into these same old stall talk tactics that Hamas is always running. Because if they do that, there is a very high probability that a lot more of those people, just like that gentleman I just showed you, are going to lose their legs and lose their lives. And I've got more photographs coming up here in just a minute that they ended up putting out that show Hamas executing people, where they kidnap them and start executing them. Why? Because they're leading the resistance, that they're doing X, Y, and Z, like whatever. They're just absolutely horrible people that ended up going up to it. But Hamas, I ended up showing this morning, and I think it's important that everybody ends up seeing this yet again, had gone in and stole multiple trucks of humanitarian aid. Now, this is following numerous attacks outside of these humanitarian aid distribution sites. Hamas has been shooting at civilians, targeting civilians. I've heard they've been chucking grenades in the middle of some of these like groups of people that are down the ground as they're going in there, trying to get people not to go and get humanitarian aid from the U.S. contractor distribution points that are scattered around Gaza. Most of them centered down in the south for obvious reasons, because IDF is clearing north to south, generally speaking. That's where they've been telling people to go. This is Hamas on the back of trucks. How you like them apples, huh? How you like that? Like, as if it wasn't, like, called out before in the past that they were doing this crap, that they were going in and taking it. There is a very, very clear video now of them doing exactly that. D says, hey, Matt, I love everything you have been doing. Keep on speaking the truth. Love you, man, in a non-homo way. Well, I appreciate that. No homo. I love you, too. I love all of you guys and gals that are over here in the chat. Appreciate all the support that you guys have been giving me throughout the years. It's actually great that we've built such a great community and that so many of you guys have chosen to partake in it. Really does make my day. If you guys need some better close-up shots, like some good still images of these dudes, like on the back of these trucks. Now, none of them will actually admit that they're Hamas. They're all saying that they're like clans, possibly loyal to Hamas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But last I checked, Hamas hasn't been wearing uniforms. I have yet to see one video of Hamas in uniform fighting the IDF or anybody else ever since Israel waged this new campaign. Now, they were really quick to throw on their uniforms when they were doing the body exchange just months ago. Literally when they were exchanging bodies that were not even the people that they said they were, right? Yeah, I couldn't possibly for the life of me understand why anybody would try to claim that this is not Hamas. I don't know. Why do people try to do that? I'm trying to remember what this video was in the first place. Let's just give it a look. I don't even remember. Oh, I remember what this is. Up in Jabalia. Or Jabalia, up in Jabalia, airstrikes ended up taking place today. And I've got a bunch of videos from the airstrikes up over inside of Jabalia. And that's what you're looking at. We're going to go through like this different round down on the ground over inside the neighborhoods. And that's what you're going to end up seeing. Good night, Sean Hughes in the free state of Florida. Now, I'm going to be honest with you as we continue to like roll through this video. I haven't seen a statement or a release yet of what the intended target was over here, but it's very clear the IDF was after like a particular position. Got a couple other different angles and shots of this whole thing as it ended up going down. But what I absolutely do not see in any of these videos is what Israel was shooting at. I haven't seen any of the airstrike videos come out of it or anything like that. But what I do know is that Israel is still doing active targeting over inside of Jabalia. And they're saying that they are very, very close to coming across a ceasefire, and yet they're still dropping bombs like it's nobody's business. And I can't blame Israel for the life of me for doing that over there, because like obviously the people, I don't know, they're filled with Hamas fighters and everything else. This is a much more distant shot of Jabalia today where you can see all of it going. Sean Hughes says, poop, I am 40 minutes away in Archer. Who are you guys talking to, man? Are you guys like linking up doing weird stuff? Oh, Pensacola. Oh, look at you Floridaites, Floridians. There we go. Floridians down in the chat. San Diegans doing whatever it is you guys do. I love Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Ain't talking to me. Yeah, okay. Can't even look at the chat anymore because the dang thing's so distracting. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, here is your airstrike videos that were coming out of that area. And you can actually see that those airstrikes were definitely a lot bigger than what we saw on that first video, or there were multiple coming in. I was attempting to get more information out of there, but it's really hard to get information out of Gaza right now, trying to get what is going on. What you guys are looking at is literally everything that I was able to pull from like the entire Gaza Strip for the entire day. And then like a little bit going behind. Here's another angle, allegedly coming out of Jabalia.
Ya Rab. Ya Rab. Ya Rab.
Andrew, so when does the Speak the Truth fam break into the Valhalla VFT chat and cause mayhem? Is he live right now? Because if he's live right now, I will definitely support doing that as long as he's over there. We can go over there and raid the crap out of him. But I'm also live, so I think I would have to end the live session and go over to Valhalla VFT just to kind of like screw them. But nah, man, I love that dude. He's a good solid dude. He's definitely a meat eater. He's ugly and he has no hair, but I do have some love for that man. So yeah, I mean, at some point we will have to just organize on the Discord so that they don't see it coming, and then just do like a good old fashioned raid over on their freaking over on Valhalla VFT. You know what I mean? I love that freaking knucklehead. So yeah, what the target was in these airstrikes, I have no idea. IDF has been moving over inside of Jabalia now for about, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, that they've been going over there, and they're going to have to be doing it like slow, very slow, house by house as they continue to like push across this thing. So it's going to take a little bit of a problem. Mary, what's the problem that Houston's having right now? Or the spatial, I have no idea. Sean Hughes says, no, sir, we just love the truth down here. Ah, okay. Gotcha. I thought you guys were organizing and ganging up and doing weird things. I don't know, man. You guys all do some crazy stuff over there. I don't understand it. Told you guys that they ended up going in and executing hostages, and I wasn't kidding you. Or sorry, not hostages. Blah. Oh wow. That was a mistake. They're not executing hostages. They're going in and they're going after people that are getting the humanitarian aid. And they're taking those people and they're trying to get them from going back. Now, there is a report that ended up coming out stating very clearly, and I'll have to go find the source. It's coming up here in my slide deck that I've got built up. But they ended up doing a report from the U.S. contractors that said that what Hamas is doing is exactly what we all had known, that they're doing their best to infiltrate. So they got people that are showing up to these HA distribution points. And what they're not doing is they are not grabbing food. They're not doing anything. They're milling around. If you're an OIF or OEF vet, some of the things that we used to end up seeing where they go over and they pace off, they go over and they pace off locations, or they figure out like direct, like all that crap, and try to get a bunch of intel on those sites for like an upcoming attack. So U.S. contractors are very concerned about that right now. They really are. They've also got no authority to go in and detain anybody, right? Because their sole purpose is to, one, protect themselves, and two, distribute aid. So when they see people that are up to nefarious activities, they can't question them. They can't go grab them. They can't do a dang thing. They're basically just sitting there observing and reporting on it. And unless they're getting shot at, they can't do anything. And so they're just kind of sitting out there flapping in the wind, just waiting on it all to come down. So it is very possible. It is very possible that one of those HA sites ends up having a major attack, not on the Palestinians, but on the actual like civilian contractors that are over there working. And why is that a problem? Because what was it like a month ago when they first opened those suckers up, like literally after the very first day that one of those HA sites was opened up, we ended up seeing one of them getting completely and totally overran. Now, if that's the case and they end up either A, taking more hostages, B, killing some of these contractors, like whatever, you imagine the consequences and the repercussions are going to end up coming out of that. And so I have a feeling, right, because you've got these talks of the ceasefires and everything that are going on right now over inside of Gaza. And I've got a feeling that you have a bunch of people in Hamas that don't want that to happen. And they're going to do their absolute best to pick a fight. And if it's one thing that we've seen about Israel, and we damn sure know about the United States of America, is we're like a hornet's nest. And if you poke us hard enough, we're going to like come out the dang nest, and we're going to swarm you, and we're going to sting the crap out of you. And I think that's what a lot of these Hamas fighters are going to, because they don't want a ceasefire. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at... how do I want to say the words that are on the table, right, of all of this? And let me open this up, because you guys aren't going to believe this at all. So Donald Trump, all right? Nope, that's the wrong one. I want to go down to this one. I want to go to the new ceasefire. So Washington Post ended up saying and citing Hamas officials that they were willing to accept a comprehensive deal of a Gaza withdrawal, humanitarian access, and a temporary ceasefire. So again, Hamas is sticking to the side of, we want the IDF to withdraw from Gaza. And as we know, that's just not acceptable for Israel. You've got diplomats from the United States. You got people from Egypt, everybody else. They're over in these talks, like taking place inside Cairo. I don't think it's actually going anywhere, but there's a lot of people that feel that it is. PSA, you need to have allow gifts on in the YouTube settings to receive gifted memberships. That is a fact. And once you get a gifted membership, if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, if you haven't already turned your notification bell on, if you haven't became a true supporter, if you haven't been gifted a membership, when you guys end up getting those things gifted, or when you end up purchasing your own Speak the Truth membership, you go over to the post section on the YouTube homepage, and what you're going to see every week is we drop a new link for the Discord to get your butt over inside the Discord server. Vincent, what have you missed so much, buddy? So much. Where are the mods tonight? Jasmine, what do I need to do? Who needs to go? You tell me, Jasmine, who needs to go? All right. So, an army buddy of mine told me that at the chow hall, they was given lobster dinners. Yeah. So there was a video floating around, and I'm sure I could end up going over and finding it. I'm getting really off subject because of my ADHD, right? But there was a video floating around like sometime last week of soldiers like eating like steak and lobster or whatever. That was a very common occurrence. And for you GWAT vets, you guys all remember this. We called them like surf and turf nights. And it was every Friday night they'd have surf and turf on the FOBs or the forward observation bases over in the military. Big bases overseas, right? They would have that every single night. And what you had was soldiers that were forward deployed. And I think what ended up happening was somebody just ended up taking that video and putting it out there and saying that's what was going down. It's a very routine thing for them to actually do that. Seems neither side, all fronts, want any ceasefires. I would agree with that. And here's the other thing that ends up coming out of that. Israel's objectives still remain. Let's say, like, number one, nobody in Hamas is want to get exiled, right? Maybe a couple people want to get exiled, but nobody in Hamas is going to want to get exiled and go to another location. They're just not. It's not in their cards. It's not in their belief. It's not in their ideology. It's not in any of their, like, anything whatsoever that would allow them to do that. And even that one statement that I ended up reading off to you guys, which is that Hamas is willing to accept a comprehensive deal, but the IDF has to withdraw from Gaza. Why would they want the IDF to withdraw from Gaza? So that they continue to ride on Israel, so they can continue to refit and rebuild. That is the same exact deal that Hamas has been pushing this entire time. Every single ceasefire, that is what Hamas has been saying, and it never goes through, and it doesn't go through for a reason. Ellie Vega, let me know. Yeah. So I personally, I don't think it's going to be a thing. Ozzy Mick, what's up, buddy? Good day. I don't think that there's going to be a comprehensive ceasefire over inside Gaza. I just don't. I don't see that happening. I don't think it's going to be a thing. It's not. You know, Matt's opinion, it's not. Information on the humanitarian aid workers, I'm sorry, it was actually the Daily Wire that ended up putting it out, not the Guardian. If you guys want to go read on the article, it's really not that long. Hamas is preparing an attack on American contractors helping distribute the HA inside Gaza. There you go. Ended up dropping yesterday. All of that crap was like writing on the wall. All right, we knew it. I actually went back in time to go over and try to get that. I actually have a new video that I haven't seen before, actually, that ended up coming out of Gaza that I want to share with you guys before I get out of here. It's probably one of the most disturbing videos I've seen. If you guys have children, please don't let them watch this video. I'm telling you right now, like, do not let your kids see this. It is not appropriate for children. I'm throwing that out there right now before I put this on the screen. If you want your kids to have nightmares, let them continue to watch this portion of the show. You guys can't say I didn't warn you, man. I freaking warned you. I warned you. I told you it was coming, and none of you believe me. This is a real video out of Gaza. 100%. Is a real video out of Gaza. Dude, I can't. What you're looking at, I can't. I gotta turn it off. What you are looking at is a Hamas propaganda video from back in the day. Yeah, say not okay. And allegedly it was, you know, the cats or the Jews, and they're teaching them also. It's like brainwashing stuff for kids that they ended up having. I'm sure there's a full video on this somewhere out there that existed. I saw this thing and I was like, man, I can't not show this to you guys. This is some of the most ridiculous crap that I've ever seen in my flipping life. It's so freaking nuts, man. I can't. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'll see y'all first thing bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of here. And yes, I am wearing pants.